Hello. It's been a long time. Like a long, long time. For those of you who are just hearing this for the first time, this is a podcast that I do called Unicorn Chat. Unicorn Chat is essentially me talking through my thoughts. I picked Unicorn Chat because if you know who I am from my blog, it's Irresponsible Black Unicorn. And that name came to be because a couple dumb reasons. Generic, sad story, nothing really specific. I felt like I was too black for the white kids, too white for the black kids, too nerdy for the cool kids, and I never really felt like I was nerdy enough for, like, people in school. I felt like I was a unicorn in a herd of horses, which sounds like an awesome thing, but even feeling special doesn't necessarily feel like you're special in that moment. It's just kind of stressful. But then I realized that I could just be me. I could just be Gabe, and I could just have fun. And then it got to the point where I was like, I'm tired of being responsible all the time. When I use the internet, sometimes when I blog or just say things out loud, I want to just be irresponsible for a moment. And then I just said black because I'm black. I say I'm a lot. But yeah, this is a podcast that I've done partially to help myself. And then also partially to try to help people talk through different things. I've done two technically different seasons of it. The second season was a lot shorter because I got caught up with so much of life. But I am happy to be back to it. Partially because it helps me. Partially because I have more free time. And partially because I like being able to make a difference. And this way people can just listen. I have this up on Podbean. I'm just doing this episode just in a bunch of different mediums. I may upload these to YouTube as well, just so that you can have it available if you wanted to get to it. But with all things, this is not with all things. What am I talking about? With this podcast, it is always unscripted. I have a topic or idea that I want to talk about, and I am just sitting in front of a mic and just recording while listening to music and going through the thought process. If I ever have anything, like a definition or something, chances are I don't know. I don't really usually have definitions. I might look it up while I'm talking to you, but I don't have a specific script that I follow for this, because then it feels like it's more a natural speaking, almost. And I was thinking earlier being like 10 minutes ago, and I've been recording this for 3 minutes and 28 seconds. I don't remember what I wanted to talk about. It was something with an S. But you know what? Since I said something with an S, I'm just going to go with something. Stress. Whew, we could talk about stress for hours. But this podcast is only going to be about 10 to 15 minutes long. Maybe. Okay, so something I've been asked a lot is, Gabe, how do you stay so positive all the time? And you can probably assume I am not positive all the time. I am positive very often, but definitely not all the time. I am very often stressed. And there are a bunch of different ways that I actually manage that stress. I manage it through games. I manage it with my dog, Leo. I manage it by going on walks. I manage it by going out doing things by myself. There are dozens and dozens of ways that I try to manage my stress. And I don't always succeed. Sometimes I do. Sometimes. I think I've actually talked about stress a little bit before on Unicorn Chat as well. But one of the things I know I haven't talked about is succumbing to the stress. When the stress gets so bad that you can't break out of it and it just overwhelms you. When it takes over and you feel like you are lost to the world. you feel like you legitimately have lost. And that can manifest in depression, that can manifest in anxiety, that can manifest in so many different ways. But it does. It does manifest, and it's terrifying. One of the worst experiences I had was when I was so stressed that I felt myself become emotionally detached. And there were a bunch of people that were stressing me out or frustrating, and I felt myself having absolutely no patience for them. And even if people deserve your anger or frustration, I don't like to do that because I want to try to be a better person for myself. I want to continue to try to improve for me and for the good people that I'm meeting in the future, as well as the good people that I have in my life now. And stress will overtake you some days. I could be wrong. You could never have a moment where the stress really overtakes you. And if you are able to do that, then I am so proud and so impressed, and I admire you. But if you are someone like me and the stress does overtake you, the stress overwhelms you, you can't beat it some days. It has to happen, and those moments are scary. You're afraid. You're nervous. I know. I'm sorry. Really, I am. And I wish that I could give you some quick end-all advice to change it. I wish I could give you something that would change your entire world. And I can't. But what I can tell you is that you can always overcome it. It might not be in the way you want. It might not be an entire game-changing way. It might just be you get through the worst bit of it, and then you're slowly on your uphill walk. It's still an uphill trek, but you are moving back towards where you want to be. It's not much of a consolation, I know. And these chats aren't always very happy. But it's things that I feel like are important and I want to talk about. I'm sorry for the stress that you have to deal with. And I'm sorry that you might feel like you can't win against it. Sorry for every struggle that you had to deal with that you had no power in whatsoever. But I am proud that you are still here continuing to work on it. The stress will overtake you and you will be stronger from it every point. You might not want to have to be stronger, but you do become stronger because of it. That's how I've gotten to where I am today. And where I am today is so much more than I ever thought I would be. I know what I've wanted, and I know things that I'm still aiming for, goals that I still have, things that I still desire, and I'm still reaching for them, and I haven't reached them yet, but I've gotten plenty of other things. I have a following, which is still astounding to say. I have people that, if there was an emergency in my life, people that I don't even know would be there for me, would support me, would make sure that I was okay. The moment that I knew people sent me money to make sure that I had food to eat after seeing that there wasn't a bunch of food in my fridge was when I really, really knew there were people that cared about me and they were just genuinely good people. I've mentioned this once, I've mentioned this twice, I've mentioned this three times. I will keep talking about that moment because that moment was so eye-opening for me. It was amazing. The world is amazing, and I'm so lucky to be a part of it that in moments like now, I forget about the stress. I trailed off, and the whole key point of what I was talking about was stress, but in this moment, the stress was gone. It may come back. It almost surely will come back, even if it's in a different way, but we do have those times when the stress just doesn't even seem real. And in those moments, it's the best. The absolute best. The stress will not win. The stress will fight. The stress will knock us down. The stress will kick our ass. But the stress will not win. Not now. Not ever. Not as long as we keep going. Usually when I end these, I have a motto that I come up with. Haven't really come up with a motto for this season, but I'm going to come up with one right now. We're doing it live, even though when you're listening to this, it's not live, but that's besides the point. What I want to say is, the goals that you have and the dreams you pursue are achievable, but there are a lot of things you have to do. So do what you can and do what you must. Because in the end, victory is just. I don't like that. I'm changing that. I don't know. I started rhyming like the Cat in the Hat. And that's too long. And I won't remember that one. Okay. You know what? I have a better one. I have a better one. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be unhappy. It's okay to be lost. But it's not okay to give up on yourself. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be unhappy. And it's okay to be lost. But it's not okay to give up on yourself. Life is hard. Life is scary. And there are very many times I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. And I don't feel like I'm moving forward. But I know that I should not, will not, and cannot give up on myself. I can still do it. I hope that you can say that comfortably too. I will talk to you soon. Thank you for listening. And here's to a new season of Unicorn Chat.